Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo. And we're going to visit with Dr. Shahada. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's hard to believe it's May and we've got graduations happening already. And the year seems to be going fast, doesn't it?
It sure does. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning. I believe this is your first time with us, huh?
It is, and I hope it won't be my last. It's a pleasure and an honor.
It won't be. So how long have you been with CCM Health, Dr. Shahada?
I've been with CCM Health for about 2 years now, and it's a phenomenal team over there. I've been impressed since day one with their level of professionalism, and at the same time, the kindness and the compassion. I mean, I think they really live up to Minnesota Nice.
Yep. Okay. Well, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners since this is your first time. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Maryland, anyone's familiar with Towson State University, so grew up about 45 minutes away from there in Harford County. Was really frustrated with all the snow that we got there, and decided that I told my dad, I want to move to Florida, and he said, no way. And then while I was applying for my dorm room at the University of Maryland, he told me that he got a job transfer to Florida. We're going to Florida anyways, and so I spent most of the rest of my life in the southern part of the United States. So I did my undergraduate in Orlando, Florida, at the University of Central Florida, and I did medical school in Arizona at the Midwestern University, completed my family medicine residency training in Houston, Texas, and I've continued to live between Florida and now I'm living in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I travel up to Minnesota every single month because I've come to fall in love with Minnesota. I've been coming up to Minnesota since 2007 and visiting different parts of the state and working in different parts of the state, and just truly love the people of Minnesota.
Awesome. That's great. What are we going to talk about this morning, Dr. Shahada?
So we're going to talk about stroke and the importance of both recognizing the symptoms of stroke as well as making sure that you get in to see an emergency medical provider as soon as humanly possible.
Okay. I believe May is National Stroke Awareness Month, so a good topic to talk about then this morning. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm just going to turn it over to you and tell us a little bit about like recognizing stroke symptoms and stuff like that.
Sure. So the most important thing that I teach patients when it comes to recognizing stroke, we try to use a little bit of something easy to remember, and that is the word FAST. And so FAST gives us a good idea as to what to look for. The first thing is the F is faith. And so what happens is when a person is having a stroke, typically you will see that both sides of the face do not look the same. So we call that in medical terms, we call it asymmetry of the face or facial droop. So what typically happens is you'll see like the corner of the mouth is drooping downwards. It doesn't look the same. When a person tries to smile, part of their face is not moving or one half of their face is not moving. So that's the very first sign, F for face. The second is A, and that stands for arm. So we'll talk about arm strength. Typically, when a person is unable to move one arm, and this is something quite obvious. It's not going to be a minor thing. So sometimes people come and say, well, feeling a little bit different in my arm, but they're moving it just fine. That's not typical of a stroke. Usually, a person who's having a stroke is unable to raise that arm, the affected arm. They might find themselves, for example, not having any sensation there as well. The last sign would be S, and so F-A-S-T. And so with S, we're talking about speech. Typically, stroke will affect speech, and people will not be able to speak correctly. And so we can have all the way from unable to speak completely to slurring of the speech in a similar way to someone who is drunk or intoxicated, that they're unable to speak correctly. So those are the typical, the three most common findings that we will see when it comes to a stroke. And so we give that mnemonic FAST, The T stands for test, and so that you need to be tested, okay? So if you see any one of those, it does not have to be all three, but any one of those, you need to see somebody, and you need to see somebody immediately. It's very important for patients to understand that time is brain. That's what we always say. Every second counts, and so we only have a short window of opportunity to treat a stroke. And so when somebody realizes this, this is not the time to say, well, let me just wait and see if it gets better. Let me just take a nap, and or, you know, if this is happening at night, some people, a lot of times I get them in the emergency room, and they'll say, yeah, I was feeling this way last night, and I figured maybe I'm just too tired. I'm just going to go to sleep, and hopefully I'll feel better in the morning. And so, unfortunately, that takes us out of the window where we can truly be able to have the biggest effect or to reverse the stroke. And so it's really important that people understand that when these symptoms are present, they need to come in right away. Do not wait. I always tell patients, you know, when it comes to issues like this or chest pain, which is another one, is, you know, we're never going to be upset with you in the emergency room or in the hospital. There is no doctor who is going to ever tell you, hey, you're wasting my time. You know, you should have waited. That's never going to happen with these types of symptoms. And honestly, it should never happen with anything, but specifically with these types of symptoms, we do need to see somebody as soon as possible so that we can institute the treatment process.
Okay. I understand. So CCM Health is an acute stroke-ready hospital. Is that correct? And what does that mean, really?
Yes. So CCM Health, we are blessed to have that distinction of being an acute stroke-ready hospital, and that means that we are trained to rapidly identify and treat strokes. And so that means that we have the, you know, the, efficient access to critical care when necessary. So when a person comes in and they are demonstrating any of these types of symptoms, we work closely with the Minnesota Stroke System. And there's a, you know, it's amazing how technology has advanced, you know, throughout my career. I've been a doctor for about 25 years. And throughout my career, you know, now we're having this setup, which is amazing, you know, in a little hospital like CCM Health, that we're able to have a telehealth consultant, typically at in St. Cloud, where we talk to the experts there. We talk to stroke specialists, so stroke neurologists, who come on online on a video screen where they're able to see the patient, they're able to see the treatment room, they're able to interview the patient as necessary, they're able to ask the patient to do certain movements and so forth to be able to rapidly, you know, assist in diagnosing. So typically what happens when someone is having stroke symptoms, as soon as they arrive to the hospital, we're going to get a CAT scan of their brain. What we're looking for is to determine whether there's any bleeding or not. And if there isn't any bleeding, then we're concerned about the potential for a blockage that's causing a stroke. And so we will usually get some blood work going, and then we'll get the telehealth consultant, this stroke specialist, on the phone, on the computer screen to be able to coordinate the decision-making process with us. And whenever there is concern for a stroke, then they're able to rapidly and efficiently start the process of getting this patient transferred to a stroke treatment facility like St. Cloud, where then they can get all of the necessary treatments that are available.
Okay. All right. Do most Minnesotans, like you said, do they live close to a stroke acute ready hospital?
Well, so as compared to where I live in Nevada, Minnesota is extremely blessed, and they've done a great job in making sure that as many people as possible live within a stroke system hospital. So in Minnesota, 94% of Minnesotans live within 30 minutes of a stroke system hospital, which means that they can get emergency treatment and rapid transfer whenever necessary, and that's truly something thank the administrators and the people who are working so hard in Minnesota to make sure that Minnesotans stay healthy.
Yeah, and of course CCM Health is one of those hospitals. So
yes,
that's
and
great.
So we're very proud of that designation.
Can you prevent strokes? How do you prevent strokes?
So the other half of my job, so when I'm not in the emergency room, usually I am in the primary care side of the world where I take care of patients as a family practitioner. And so I focus very heavily on making sure that my patients' blood pressure and blood sugars are well controlled, because two of the biggest risk factors that can be controlled are hypertension or high blood pressure and diabetes. The other one that often comes into play is smoking. So we make a great effort to help people stop smoking, because it's one of those behaviors that once you stop it, it just dramatically affects your health from a cardiovascular standpoint. So it reduces heart attacks, reduces strokes, reduces a lot of other major medical problems. And so our focus then on the primary care side is making sure patients' blood pressures are well controlled, their blood sugars are well controlled, that their weight is controlled. So obesity also contributes to stroke risk. And lastly, something called atrial fibrillation, which is people are becoming more and more aware of that, which is an irregular heartbeat that a lot of times most people can feel. They feel that their heart isn't beating correctly. And so as soon as we are able to diagnose that, then we can get patients on life-saving therapy, which is usually a blood thinner.
Okay, anything else you'd like to mention, Dr. Shahada?
So lastly, I'd just like to talk about, just kind of people ask, well, what's available, and this is another one of those, things that has changed dramatically throughout my career. We started using clot-busting medication approximately 15 to 20 years ago. So after I'd already kind of finished my training in medical residency. And so we started using clot-busting medication that we could give to a patient within 3 hours of them experiencing the beginning of their stroke symptoms. So if somebody, for example, it was noticed, a family member notices, hey, dad can't seem to talk right now, what's going on? And so they're like, oh, this could be a stroke, and they rush him to the hospital, they call 911, get the ambulance over there, and he gets into the hospital. Then he gets there, let's say within 45 minutes of the onset of his inability to speak. This gives us plenty of time to be able to consider giving clot-busting medication. Now, not everybody is going to be a candidate for that. Again, this is something that we would have to make sure the patient isn't already bleeding, because this could make bleeding much worse. But in so many patients, this is an option for us to treat, and it's remarkable, because you can literally see it working in front of your eyes. It's magical. I mean, within 5 to 10 minutes, people who could not move or who could not talk properly, you're seeing them completely recover in some cases when they're given this medication. So with the advances in medicine, now we're able to expand that window for certain patients to about 4.5 hours. They have a little bit more time to be able to give that medication. And then we're also doing something special where in some of the larger stroke treatment hospitals, like in St. Cloud, for example, that we're doing thrombectomy, which is the kind of the equivalent of what they do with heart attacks, where they kind of go into the blood vessel and they're able to stent it, or they're able to dilate or widen the blood vessel and essentially kind of allow blood to continue to flow. And this is a remarkable, advance in medicine that has only happened within the last 10 years or so, that this has now become a standard therapy that's available in almost every state in the United States. And so it just goes to show that this is something treatable. A long time ago, 25 years ago, when people had strokes, there really wasn't an option. It was, this is the way it's going to be. We're going to just have to do physical therapy, hope for the best, hope that they can recover some of their losses, mm-hmm. but there wasn't really a treatment. And so it's very, very important for patients to recognize that now we can treat it. Just make sure you get there in time so that we have the opportunity to treat it.
Yeah, and every minute is important, right?
It is. Every second counts.
All right, Dr. Shahada, that was a lot of information, but great information. May is National Stroke Awareness Month, and we appreciate what you do. And we thank you for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to serve the Montevideo community at CCM Health, and I know I speak for everyone at CCM Health when I say that.
That's right. I should have backed up a little bit. I always ask people at the end of the Wellness Wednesday, what do you like about working at CCM Health? And see, you're an emergency room doctor too, right?
Yes, sir. I'm an emergency room doctor, and so that's what I do at CCM Health is I work in the emergency department. Back home in Las Vegas, that's where I do my primary care. I love working there just because they are, it's just, there's a great leadership. There always has been great leadership at CCM Health, and the quality of the staffing there is remarkable. So I've worked in so many different hospitals across Minnesota and across the country, for that matter, and they've just gathered such an amazing group of nurses and physicians. Everybody seems to work together for the sake of the patient and put any differences that they might have aside, you know, to make sure that we do what's best for the patient. But at the same time, you know, there is a wonderful camaraderie and lots of, you know, it's wonderful to be in a place where you can smile and laugh while you're, you know, able to deliver life-saving care.
All right. Thank you again, Dr. Shahada. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Paul. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yep, that's Dr. Shahada with CCM Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.